Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the 7 o'clock hour East Coast time. And you know, at that time, it's the No Chaser Show. I am the co-host, and I've stepped aside and bring in Mac, who happens to be the host of the show. Here we go.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Glad to have you back for another week. We've had I've had another good week. How about you, Jerry?
Same here, man.
Good.
I'm glad it's over so I can try to relax a little bit on the weekend.
I get you. I know. I'm thinking this the same thing. I'm hoping to have a great weekend. I've had a great week. I'm going to a wedding tomorrow, and then I'm pretty much going to be relaxing the rest of the weekend. So I'm gonna
enjoy
that. Yeah, party. I won't be partying for long because it's one of those things where I'm gonna show up. I love them. I'm gonna show up, eat a little bit, dance a little bit. Okay, now we out. Let's get up out of here. I ain't gonna be no late night hanging out because I got too many other things I want to use the weekend that time for. So
okay.
We've had quite a good. You know, I mean, at the end of the month, it's not quite the end yet, but it's approaching there. Next week will be pretty much the end of the month, but
right.
We've had a spectacular month, I think, of guests, and reflecting on those guests, we've had a lot. We've had a really good time. I think right now, with it being, April, I think for our first, 4 months, we've had a great run. We've had great guests, great people on, and we have just, done a great job. I think, we've done a great job with the guests. We had a good time. I'm still trying to get Sylvia to find out when she's going to start her show, but Sylvia has given the green light to go with her show.
Okay.
I think she'll be a great addition to
no
the
doubt.
Fold. Very well-respected athlete as well as a commentator.
Dynamic personality.
ESPN. Yeah, very, very good. And I think her show will reach a lot of people. Her guests, I told her, I said, your guests make mine look like Fruity Pebbles. I said you got to drop some crumbs off the master's table. I said you got to throw me some guests, sister. She was like, oh, I'll throw you some crumbs. I was like, yeah, as you say now, but she's a sister in Christ and she's a really good person, and I hope her show blows straight the heck up. She did tell me, she said, I'm so glad that y'all invited me on the show and y'all did it because I never knew that the passion I would have had and how good I never knew if I hadn't been on the show, I would have never seen that coming.
Is that right?
Yeah. She actually thanked us for having her on. She said because she didn't, she did it because I asked her, but
right.
she wasn't anticipating it being the impact and then her actually enjoying it and liking it.
That's what
I think she just didn't. She just didn't know. She didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
And when she saw that coming, after she saw it, she was like, man, this is kind of fun. Like, man, look what I could. And then she got a vision of what she could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
With her, with the people that she knows and things like that, she can reach a lot more people. So I told her, I said, hey, it's a great opportunity. And I said, it's a great group of guys. I said, and I think you'll do great with it. It would be great to have a female that could actually she gives a whole new dynamic twist, even to the woman that we have with us. She's a whole nother niche area that we pretty much, I think with those two, we pretty much got it covered.
Yeah, man.
As far as women. So I'm gonna text her tonight and say, look, when you coming on, homie? Because the way Vic explained it, you were gonna be the one who's gonna kind of train her on the board and all that kind of stuff. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's no problem. That's easy.
So I knew. I said definitely. I already knew. I said, oh, Jerry will do that. I ain't worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've just had a great run. This year I think it started out really well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
No man, you've brought in some dynamite guests, man. And the thing about it, they may have little name recognition, but when I say dynamite, when they get on. they are very engaging and very conversational. So, I mean, I was like blown away by the guests that you got on here and their ease of conversation. Let me put it that way.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I don't, you know, like I said, I don't doubt that we've had a, you know, really great run. I really, and like I said, I've enjoyed it. And,
same here.
I'm looking forward to more guests. And that's the crazy part is that a lot of our guests don't have a whole lot of, they're not worldwide famous to a certain extent,
mm-hmm.
but they're people that either have done something or know something, but they all bring a unique perspective. It's almost like you can just get any old ordinary normal person,
right,
and put them on the line and learn about them, and you're just like, wow, didn't know
right.
this person could do that. Wow, didn't know what this person. And I think that's what I've learned a lot is that, you know, guests are guests. Now,
right.
don't get me wrong. I try to get guests that everybody knows or people who, or you really haven't talked to
mm-hmm.
them or you don't know who they are. But, they, you know, they've been great guests.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I've seen that. So, that's a good segue to, so what do you think about the draft yesterday? I just want to ask about that.
I'm amazed, man. And before we go to from yesterday, today, the 38th pick by the San Diego Chargers was Manti Te'o.
Oh, he went to San Diego.
Yes, he did. And that's a big surprise. I didn't see that coming.
No, but you know what I see that as, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the last person out in San Diego?
What do you mean?
Think about it. Who is the last big star they had in San Diego? Honestly.
What, Junior Seau?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a smart move, I think, because everybody out there loved him.
Right.
Loved his energy, loved his passion for playing
right.
and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now you bring another, I don't know if it's Filipino or I don't know, Samoan. But you bring a kid out there who's, you know, who's looking for a home, that's the perfect place because that
mm-hmm.
that community out there has a lot of Samoan and, you know, people out there. And he'll be embraced.
Hold on a minute, Mac. That's why I told you that. I had to tell my sister that I had a feeling that the Jets were going to take Geno Smith. But she asked me who it was, and I wasn't going to say anything to her until it actually happened.
Wow.
And it happened. They took Geno Smith.
And they don't want him, and they're booing. They're
yeah, I know.
Some of those people are booing. But
they
I
have no idea.
Too.
They have no idea.
No, they don't. They don't. They have no idea what they're getting.
Nope.
They have no
they
idea.
They have no
what
idea.
That's and they're just standing around looking crazy. Like, they're man,
mm-hmm.
like you guys complain. I don't understand New York Jet fans.
What's that?
They complained about you complain about Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
You complain about not only Sanchez, you complain about Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get a mobile good quarterback, they go, "We don't want him." And I'm like, well, you're not a Jets fan anymore, so I can kind of say this. But you never came across to me as this type. But Jets fans just—it almost looks like they look to whine about everything. Like,
yep.
you can give them $1 million and they'll go, "Well, you should have gave
yep.
me two."
Well,
you know,
because they've been scorned so much, man. Because things, crazy things have happened over the years. Being a Jet fan, crazy things have happened, and you get beaten down because the fact is. They find so many ways to be dysfunctional or to lose games when they should easily win them. And so Jets fans basically have a negative look on their team. They may follow them, but they still have a negative look on their team. So I don't understand it. I understand it, but that's one of the reasons I don't need that dysfunction. I don't need that aggravation. I need a team and an organization that it doesn't have their head up their ass. So
no, that's true.
But do you think that's a bad pick for the Jets to do?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Absolutely, I
knew with that being said, I was like, okay, with that being said, what are you trying to say? Oh, okay.
No.
It was a good pick. It wasn't a bad pick. Okay,
no,
good.
No. In my opinion, no. They need a quarterback.
Right.
So he's supposedly the number one rated quarterback in the draft. And he didn't go last night, which was a big surprise. But the Jets get the number one rated quarterback for this year, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And they cry about it. They boo about it. Come on, they boo Donovan McNabb. And regardless of what you think of Donovan McNabb, he had a pretty good career in Philadelphia. So
yeah, well, Philly fans are just as bad. But I guess my thing is you don't. I mean, but the experts, so-called experts, are on here. They're shaking their head too, and I'm just like, well, what do you expect them to do? Who's supposed to take Geno then?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand these people. You know, all these people have these answers. I'm like, okay, you know, Billick, you got lucky, so don't act like you did anything.
Right.
You got lucky. For real, for real. The rest of y'all,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really say too much, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, I mean, those are some surprises. But, you know, I think what everybody's – I think this draft is so deep. I honestly think that a lot of people are going to get first-round talent
mm-hmm.
for cheap
mm-hmm.
for the first few years. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, till their
right.
big contracts come up, I'm saying they're going to get a lot of guys on the cheap. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, Geno's going to come in and, you know, everybody keeps spelling doom for Tebow. But, you know, like I said – you know, I don't feel bad for Tebow. Tebow's made a lot of money, but I don't think Tebow's going to be out of this league. I just think Tebow's going to have to wait his turn on somebody. Somebody's always going to need a quarterback. Somebody's
mm-hmm.
always going to need somebody. And you got
mm-hmm.
if you got all these guys who aren't that good going to other teams, a la what's my man name who came from Philly and had one good year, went to Philly, and you got a guy like Matt Flynn, you got a guy like Kevin Cobb who really aren't that good, but had spectacular games and parlayed it into big fat contracts.
Right.
And stay around longer than they do. I'm
right.
just looking, and like I said, I've always been a big fan of Tim Tebow. The only thing that frustrates me is that with all the, it's like you're good at your job, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us who are around you keep telling everybody how bad you are at it.
Right.
But when it came time, when the rubber met the road and it came time for you to go, you perform.
Right.
And we're all saying, but Jerry does his job. Like, you just saw Jerry do his job. And even though you see him do the job, everybody's going like, oh, he got Jerry got lucky. He don't know what he's doing. He just did that, da 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 da. And it's frustrating because it's like, really? Like, really, Jerry just got lucky? Like, Jerry, I don't care what you say about Jerry. Jerry did the damn thing. When he
mm-hmm.
was out there under pressure, he did it.
Right.
And then people try to say, well, it wasn't that good. I'm like, look, Denver and Pittsburgh, I'm sorry. Those weren't bums. If he had did it against Buccaneers, if he had done it against maybe even the Lions last year or something like that, I probably would have been like, okay, all right, I give you that. You know, he played a team that wasn't that good.
Right.
But, dude, if you do Denver, if you go Denver and you know who is on that team and you beat Pittsburgh and you know who's on that team, these are not slouch teams by any stretch of the imagination. So for
right.
me, I'm just like, well, he did the damn thing. I don't care how it looks. I mean, who cares? But anyway, I digress. But like I said, I mean, he'll get another shot somewhere else, but I think Tim will just be – he'll be somewhere where somebody's either desperate or there's nobody there or it's going to be an injury or something like that. But I honestly don't think they're going to cut Tim Tebow. If they do, they're just going to be on the hook for all that money because I think they got some money in there that they got to pay him. So I think that's what held him there longer than it was. Because I think if it was no money involved, like if he could like cut him and it was no more salary, I think they would have been did it. That's just my
okay.
idea.
Well, Mac, we got we have two callers on the line, and you know who both of them are.
Okay.
One's Black and the other one's Macau.
No problem.
Welcome, Black, and welcome, Macau.
What's up, Macau? What's up, Black?
What's up, man? Disgruntled Cowboy fan on the line.
I just wanted to hear what Jerry had to say about his former team. their new acquisition.
Well,
I am surprised.
Well, you know what? I called it before. I just had a feeling that he was going to fall into their lap, and he did. And I think I'm not a Jets fan, trust me, but I think that's a good pick. They have six quarterbacks on the roster. You know, half of those quarterbacks are history.
Right.
And the thing about it now, and this is the first in New York. On the roster now, there are two black quarterbacks on the roster of the New York Jets, which is historic. Never did.
Who's the other black quarterback?
Yeah, I was
David
about to say.
David Garrard.
Oh, yeah, that is
dang.
Right.
And I got to hand it to them. They got two black quarterbacks on their roster. David Garrard is probably going to be able to it's going to be between Geno Smith and David Garrard, and David Garrard is a good mentor for Geno Smith.
That's true, because he's been around. I never thought of it like that.
Yes.
I like the pick.
Those your three quarterbacks right there, Sanchez and Garrard and Smith.
Yeah.
Right. Because I think Tebow's going to be out the door. But I just told him before he brought you guys in that I thought that he was going to be brought. That the only reason why they haven't gotten rid of Tebow is because because of the money, because they must owe him some money. That's what I was saying.
I think they go get him to switch to fullback. That's what he need to do. He needs to go ahead and switch to fullback.
I don't know what they're gonna do. But I mean, I hope they do. But I mean, either way, you know, but that's all of Tim Tebow's, I think Tim Tebow's time in New York in football will be based on whether he's willing to let go of the quarterback thing, which I think he shouldn't, but some people say he should.
Well, Mac, we have Black on the line.
What's up, Black?
Black was on the line. The reason I'm saying that is because I was texting him back and forth last night, and I think he knows what I'm going to be asking him. Black, your team picked number 31 in the draft.
Right.
And they picked the center, supposedly had a third-round grade on him, and he picked him in the first round. How do you feel about that, Black?
that's just my man, Jerry Jones. You know, he took the time off yesterday to go put some coke in his nose with George Bush and his dedication. He just didn't come in
terrible.
And for the draft, man. I mean, I'm not a general manager, but I can clearly tell you that you have the 18th pick. You don't trade that for a first and third. That isn't even a proper grade for 18 picks in the draft. You trade that for a first and second round. I don't know what the hell Jerry is thinking, man.
I just want to get your take on it. I know how you felt when I was texting you back and forth, but I got you live and in color now, and I wanted to ask you and get your real reaction on air.
We got fleeced on the trade. And what pisses me off is that he saw it on his own drive sheet, and he still made the trade.
Right.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, I mean, the other thing I wanted to ask, well, I was going to ask you, who is, Mikal, your team is the Redskins, is that correct?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. All right. Have y'all picked yet? Because I've been running
around. No, we don't pick till 51. We are having a nice, quiet year over here.
Oh, it's 42.
Very quiet.
Oh, I got it. Y'all have, they're at 42.
No, we have 51. Not unless they trade it up.
Oh, okay. Well, all I can say is, you know, I hope you guys pick well. You know that Detroit is on the schedule this year at y'all house. Just want to let y'all know that.
So what that means?
Let me say what that.
Already a penciled in win.
Oh, I'm not worried. That's the beauty of being a Lion fan and coming to Detroit and coming to Washington. It's because
right.
the
you,
pressure's
you never,
never the
you
pressure's
never win.
The pressure no
you
no, no
never win
me.
When you come here to watch.
Excuse me. Black.
Yes,
Jerry.
Sir.
Yes.
Who won the last two times we played against the Redskins? Please remind him.
Oh, I can tell you easily. I had money on both games. It was a Detroit Lions.
Thank you. Okay. Just wanted to clear that up. Anyway, so
could y'all let him know
okay, here is the key to the whole thing. There's no pressure on us, Black. That's what I love about it. Because Redskin fans have their hands and their nose so far
bullshit.
Up in the air, they are
so
the people. He just said we penciled in a win. There's no pressure
on
us.
Yeah, that's a
penciled
in win.
If we go in, here's the thing. Here's the beauty of
it,
Black.
It doesn't even matter which quarterback
we
use.
Wait a minute. If we lose, who cares? But if we win, all the agony, all the despair for a whole week on ESPN 980, they will find every reason why the Redskins sucked and they should have beat us. And it was an easy win. Trust me.
Can I ask you two rational brothers a question?
Oh, rational
brothers. Who cares if we win or lose against the Detroit Lions? Last time I checked, it was the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys who we concerned with. Am I not correct?
But then again, I ask of you again, you two intelligent, well-mannered gentlemen. Who was the first one to say something about, and what do you mean? And said it was a penciled-in win. And then comes back and says this crazy statement of, who cares? Well, you
right.
care.
Who cares? Now you picking at straws. You know what I'm saying? We penciled in the win, but honestly, we don't care. We don't.
Okay,
you know what
cool.
I'm saying?
No
the
problem.
Intelligent
no
Redskin fans
don't
care
because
we know we can win with either quarterback. And you can say whatever you want
okay.
about how it's no pressure on y'all because y'all just, like, suck. And y'all have been sucking for the last 50 years.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, you know, when you're a loser, you have that mentality.
Okay, cool. No problem. But the last two times, we won. Sorry. So we're not losers. You're losers. You lost the last two to a team that's
NFC East champions. I believe we are the NFC East champions, sir.
Yeah, I know. Y'all limped in on one leg. Anyway, you and Kermit
better to be on one leg than to never at all.
Oh, we've been there. We've done it. We won our division before. That ain't nothing new. Winning the division and winning the championship is two different things. Y'all won them back when we was all wearing bell bottoms and afro shoes and everything.
Oh, my God.
Anti-Redskins. I'm not anti-Redskins.
Oh, yes. You definitely are. You definitely are. I was trying to get into talking about Mantel, but, you know, we've gone
okay,
into
we can
this
talk
whole
about
Redskins.
We can talk about
we've
Mantel.
We've gone into this whole anti-Redskins segue.
No. We can talk about Mantel.
Just,
who cares about the Redskins?
Fueled by
who cares
your,
about
your ultimate
you're right.
hatred
you're right.
of the whole Washington, D.C. area. So, you know.
Golly,
you know?
I never said I hated the whole Washington, D.C.
You got,
area.
You got some issues. You got
some serious issues. This man took words about afros and bell bottoms and made it about the whole damn state. Okay.
Slim, you went from afros and bell bottoms to afros and bell bottoms.
Well, you start talking about winning, and I'm saying
And you Jerry
was in his A-man look. Jerry was in high school
when
y'all won. That's all I
had
to point out.
We'll see when we play.
That's all you had
to
say.
Jerry and I were in high school the last time y'all won.
Oh, no, no.
No, it's been long. I mean, Mount Rushmore was built the last time. Was built the last time y'all won. I mean, the last time y'all won, Fred Flintstone was living in D.C. I mean, what the heck? It's not
my fault. I mean,
when
the last time y'all won at Thanksgiving?
It's
I mean,
not
y'all
my fault that Daryl Green, ain't even the fastest man no
more.
Are you serious?
I mean, William Taft was the president the last time y'all won on Thanksgiving.
What are you talking about? Who cares about Thanksgiving? You just said who cares about
But I care about
when you start talking about championships. Let's all sing it together.
We've come
do
full
the
circle
Jerry
now,
curl.
Gentlemen.
Do the Jerry curl. Jerry curl. Do the Jerry curl. Yeah, that was the last time I remember that commercial. I bet you don't remember that commercial, but I remember it because your wide receiver, what's his name? What's that dude's name? I can't remember his name, but he had a Jerry curl too. But that's how long it's been. Hey Jerry, remember when they had an Indian? They had an actual Redskin at the quarterback position. You remember that? Do you remember that?
Mark Rippon. Yes.
Y'all had a Redskin. That dude looked like the face of the nickel. Y'all had that dude. That's the last time y'all won. The nickel was being a thing. Man, don't talk to me about championships, dude. We don't even remember that no more. Y'all had
you
the dude on the nickel. You're so old. Y'all had the dude on the nickel playing quarterback for y'all.
Oh man.
Have y'all ever played in the Super Bowl?
That's crazy.
We did in the Super Bowl.
Hold on.
Wow.
You asked a question. We won championships.
I didn't ask a question.
They didn't call them Super Bowls. They didn't call them Super Bowls. They didn't call them Super Bowls.
You
they didn't call
them
Super Bowls, but we won championships.
About your
we won
whole
NFL. We won
your whole
NFL championships.
Redskin tirade.
Oh, okay.
And we
I'm
still
sorry.
Haven't gotten anywhere in this conversation.
I'm sorry. We haven't gotten
we
anywhere in the conversation.
Anywhere
my bad.
In the conversation.
I'm sorry. My fault. Shh. You hear that? That's that Jerry curl spray. Shh. Anyway, I'm just saying. Anyway. Let's talk about Manti Te'o.
Jerry curl spray, really?
Oh man, come on, man. Come on, Mac.
I'm sorry, my fault. Hey, look, really. Honestly, Manti.
Jerry curl spray, really?
No. We talk
really?
About Manti Te'o.
Really?
Let's talk about Manti Te'o.
We is not gonna have a conversation now. See, because you know what? You one of these dudes that just don't know how to let it go.
You just don't know how to let anything go.
And the only thing that you live to do is to get up under a Redskin fan ire. That's all.
I'm not trying to get under your scalp. I mean your skin. I'm saying your team. I'm not trying to get under your scalp. I mean your skin. I'm just saying.
Every Thanksgiving we don't have turkey. We have lion. You know what I'm saying?
But we haven't played y'all in a couple years. When is the last time we played y'all?
To get a win against the Lions on Turkey Day. I can't even remember ever the Lions winning on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Perennially, you guys lose all the damn time. It's like y'all expect to lose. And the only time that y'all even get a hint at winning is when y'all get a Redskin in office. By the way,
that you don't
care about, you know, because all you care about is winning, right?
No, all I care about is...
No.
That's
no,
all
those
I care about,
words,
I'm just
sir.
Saying.
Those
no.
were your words that
okay.
you said to me 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's
2 years ago.
That is true.
Well,
I did say that.
Well, I got a question for Mac.
What?
Maybe you can answer it, maybe you can't.
Okay.
It just hit me as a thought. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to find out, where did the tradition... of the Detroit Lions come in playing on Thanksgiving? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm asking because I don't know.
No, I'm just telling you from what I know, and is that they started this back in the 40s.
Okay.
In the 50s, and it was a game on Thanksgiving that they tried it. I guess it was
mm-hmm.
something that they were experimenting with, and it
okay.
just happened to be a tradition in the state. Now they've gone and because it used to be just remember I think if I'm not mistaken, you can tell me this, Jerry. I think, but wasn't Thanksgiving used to be like one game, or was it always
right.
two? I can't remember.
No, it was always one game for
long. It was always one game. Then they expanded it to two, and now they've expanded it to like what, three?
Yeah, because
it's usually
games,
12
yeah.
o'clock, then there's a 3 o'clock, and then there's the late night, and then there's the nightcap. Is that correct? Is that right, correct, Black?
That's yeah, that's how they're doing it now. You're
right, right,
games,
right. Exactly. It's like right, right. It's like how you get your, you know, you spray your head three times. You have to during the day with the Jerry curl. But, you know, Clark and Monk used to know about that. They used to, you know, but anyway. Anyway, Manti Te'o, man.
You all had a running
Manti
back that wore number 20 as well, you know, not and his name, not, and I'm not talking about Barry Sanders that had a drip, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about Billy Sims.
Yeah, you
remember because
oh, yeah.
we played
oh, yeah.
against y'all when y'all, that was
oh,
about
yeah.
how long y'all had a championship.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
was
yeah.
around the time y'all were winning. When they had
yeah,
a championship.
Yeah,
exactly.
we had a championship. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
You did.
Please be jealous. Please be jealous because
jealous
you all have
what?
Done.
Jealous
you all
of
have
what?
Done. You all have
had
done.
A, you had an
you
Indian
all
and
none.
A black man and a black man
you
who grudgingly didn't want
none.
And a black
you
man who grudgingly
none.
Didn't want
zero.
To quarterback your team. Let's talk about
zero.
That anyway.
Zero. You, absolutely
anyway.
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
All right.
Everybody's team on here except for Jerry's has a championship.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, everybody's team on here has a chance for a championship this year
mm-hmm.
except for the Lions.
Right.
I put money on the Cowboys before I put money on the Lions.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
I mean, I would do that too.
Oh wow. Oh. Oh my
I would do
goodness.
That, too. See, here's
wow.
the difference. The difference is.
A
you,
true fan.
You, right, no, a true fan is real about their
yeah,
team.
Yeah, you're a true fan. Yeah,
right.
You're a true fan.
You damn right.
True
I
fan.
Love, I love my
volume.
Lions, but I love
that's
my Lions,
volume.
But I call them what they are. I love
that's
my Lions.
Volume.
I love my Lions, but I call them what they are. I'm not an unreal. See, people think, oh, being a fan is you lie and make excuses and say your team is one thing when they really aren't. See, I'm not like that.
No,
if
right,
I,
no,
if
you're
if,
not
if
like
the Lions,
that. So all,
the Lions
you do,
last year, I can tell you right now, the Lions
on,
last
on,
year,
on the red.
Four, let me tell you something. Any Lion fan that tells you that the Lions were great last year at 4-12 or whatever the hell their record was is lying to you. He's lying. He's a liar. You call the truth. Whether it hurts or not, whether you like it or not, don't think I like it, but I'm going to call it what it is. If they suck, they suck. But to sit and say that, well, you're not a real fan because you talk bad about your team. Shoot, I'm gonna call it what it is. Same way I call people in life what they are. I'm gonna do the same thing with my team. I'm not one of those people who gonna sit and say, man, the Lions we're going to the Super Bowl. I'm not doing that. Only Redskin fans do that. As soon as they win two games in a row, we're going to the Super Bowl. Lion fans don't do that. Other people don't do that. Nobody sits and does that but Redskin fans. If y'all win three games, y'all trip and fall in the end zone and get a lucky win, y'all act like y'all did it on purpose. That's the difference between I call my team what it really is. If it's real, it's real. See what I'm saying? So, anyway, we're going to talk about Manti Te'o. So what
okay.
do you think about Manti? I'm asking each one of you, what do you think about Manti going to San Diego? I just said before you guys came on that I thought Manti Te'o, I thought that was a good pick in San Diego because of Junior Seau had been there. There's a community out there, those people, and he'll be embraced. And he'll put butts in the seats.
Right.
And I just think it's a good situation for him because there's a community out there that will come to the games and like that. And being around that, that's a lot of support. So I just think it's a good thing all the way around.
Yeah, I think it's a good fit for Manti Te'o.
I do.
Because I think he's a California type of guy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think, and just like you said, there's a big following for those Polynesian players out there in the West Coast, and they're more tolerant than a lot of other places in the country that he could go and play. So
yeah, that's I think he's one of those that'll be there for a career. I mean, me myself, I think he'll be a career guy out there because I just think he'll be embraced. Warm weather, he'll play out there. I just think it'll be – I don't think he'll have to answer so many questions out there because that community will protect him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they'll still come in spite of whatever happened. I feel sorry for the guy, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what you other guys think about.
He'll be closer to the guy that pulled the hoax on him. I don't know if that's a good look for Sam. You know, that guy was in love with him, man. He's in California
now. He can go ahead and come out.
Man,
he can go ahead and come on out.
Terrible.
I don't know.
I'll be here to tell you guys both you were right if that happened. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. Man, you know, but I wanted to ask y'all about something. And I kind of had this, I kind of put this post up on Facebook. I don't know if Black saw it. I don't know if you saw it, Jerry, but
I've been on the Cowboys boards all day. Just letting all frustration.
Well, one thing I did want to ask you guys is Cleveland Cavaliers were asking Phil Jackson to come and offer him, you know, wanted to offer him a chance to come in and coach that team. I did the same thing he did. I was laughing like that because I knew it wasn't going to happen. But to me, it proved my point, which I've always said, is that I've always thought that Phil Jackson is a good coach, but I've never thought he is as great as everyone thinks he is. And I backed that up. And I said, because I knew he wasn't going to take the Cleveland job because there's not enough pieces there for him to make it easier for him.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this guy. One of my friends, we had this real long argument about it. And it was trying to say, well, you know, Phil Jackson had this and Phil Jackson. I said, no, first of all, they tried to tell me Phil Jackson had Jordan. I said, no. I said, when Phil Jackson came into the Chicago situation, I said, Collins had built that up to where they were pretty good. He just came in and took them further. I said, but for me, I've never seen a coach, and since I've been a coach for a few years, one thing I know, and I've been around coaches, is that coaches like challenges. But I've never seen Phil take a challenge. Now, a lot of people make excuses for him and say, well, the challenge is he has to deal with all these egos. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, too. That's part of it. But I've never seen this guy, like people that have won championships in the NBA, you've seen them build something. Like start from scratch, and every year you exchange this player, you trade a player, you get this player. You go through the draft, you do it, you build it, you go through and you earn it. I've never seen Phil in a tough spot. I've never seen Phil have 2-3 losing seasons. I've never seen Phil have to go through frustration. I've never seen Phil have to go through the ups and the downs of coaching. And if people keep telling me, well, because he had Kobe and Shaq at the same time and had to deal with the egos, and then, you know, he had, you know, Jordan and had to deal with all those egos and all that stuff, and I'm sitting here like, come on, man, really? Are you really sitting here telling me once the dude won the first championship, they damn near coached themselves? I mean, they just did. So I'm asking each one of you, what do you think about that? When he didn't take it, it proved my point because I said, see, even though he has a guard there, if he don't have 2 or 3, I said, I tell you this, and I made my last point to the person, I said this. If that had been a Miami job, he'd have took it in a heartbeat. I said, that had been the Clippers job, he took it in a heartbeat. I said, had it been the Thunder job, he'd have took it in a heartbeat. I said, but when any of them low-level teams, the Charlotte Bobcats, all the other ones, he never wants to see that as a challenge. And what's my man's name? What's the guy who used to coach Iverson? What's my man's name? Somebody tell me.
Larry Brown.
Brown.
Right. Larry Brown takes challenges. Chuck Daly took challenges. They built a team. They didn't come into a team with it already set up, the table already set, and all you got to do is get guys to buy in and do it. So to me, what happened this week proved my point that Phil Jackson has 11 chips, but he's a blessed 11 chips. Them chips ain't because he went in there and went through anything. To me, he didn't go through building anything. He always came into a situation where things were set up for him. And I just want people to stop saying, trying to get this guy like, oh, my God, he had these 11 chances. Because what's the other guy who had 11? Red Auerbach. But Red Auerbach was there from the beginning and built those teams.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't walk into that and it was handed to him. So
oh,
that's
boy.
The difference.
Before you go any further, the Cowboys are on the clock.
Uh-oh. And this election?
Spare me.
Uh-oh.
Tony Casillas is going to be announcing this pick, Black. Let me see who is he taking here.
Unless Tony Casillas is announcing that we drafted the general manager, you don't have to announce anything that Tony Casillas is about to say.
Uh-oh. Who do you announce?
Gavin Escobar, tight end.
Dang, they got a drug dealer.
From San Diego State. Who the heck is that?
Gavin Escobar, 6'5", 254 pounds. He's from San Diego. He's same school that, what's his name came from? What's my man's name?
Marshall Falk. Black, tell me what you think of that pick.
Y'all do need a tight end, though.
Come on, Black. This is no chance.
Hey, Black.
Tell us what you really think.
Hey, Black, honestly, y'all do need a tight end because your tight end is good, but I'm just saying y'all going to need a new one anyway to come behind him. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, though, Mike, we had a tight end. We let him go on free agent.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this. Wait a minute.
When you have a silly GM as we do. You had Phillips, you had Witten, you had the boy Edwards down there at the Giants. He signed with the Bears now. You also had the tight end with Miami right now. We've had plenty of tight ends. This is just foolishness on Jerry Jones' spot right now.
Now Pittsburgh, you may pick, but see, Pittsburgh always pick good picks. They pick dudes you'd be like, I ain't never heard of that guy, and then they turn into something. You'd be like, what?
Well, I mean, they signed a big contract to their quarterback, and they have yet to pick somebody to protect them.
Oh, you talking about Ben Roethlisberger?
No, I'm talking about Tony Romo.
They picked up a guard.
They picked up a guard.
Did they?
No, they picked up a center.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He was a center. He could play center or guard.
Oh okay. Okay. I ain't going to play both positions. I just think they're center.
When to address the new 4-3 defensive scheme, Jay?
Right. Exactly.
When to address that right now, man?
Oh, they got
the outside linebackers.
Le'Veon Bell from Michigan State, running back.
Pittsburgh. See, that makes sense for Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh needs a running back.
Yes,
I don't understand. They need somebody. I'm talking about Dallas. Need somebody to protect their big contract quarterback, and they have yet to do that.
And yesterday, they had the one picker, so I guess they got the center. I guess that's what they consider the center and the guard, right? But I don't know.
Yeah, but
because yesterday was all defensive play, all defense and defensive. Everything was all defense or offense.
Yeah, well, supposedly that center guard, whoever they got, had a third round grade on him. I mean, that was a total shock.
Hey, let me ask you this, Black. How many picks do y'all have?
I'm not even sure.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew how many picks. Sure. I know Baltimore got like.
We really can't sign everybody because of the cap situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is the tactic Jerry is using or why he's picking these lower class players, but who knows, brother?
Yeah, man. Black's so disgusted, he don't even know what the picks are.
I know. That's why I was like, dang, Black. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have to say. I don't know what they're thinking is. I really have no idea. But anyway, I just wanted to know what you guys thought kind of about
about what I said about Phil Jackson.
Yeah, Phil, at this point, it feels like he's not going to take any of those types of jobs. He's
right.
To make sure everything is in front of him, and he doesn't have to do too much of whipping from the door check.
Right.
See, he can't do that. Forget about it. Phil's not coming in to do anything.
Right. Okay. So that's what that was my thought on that. Unless Mikal had a thought about it, but I don't know if he had a thought about it.
And not to jump off of football quickly, but what's your guys' thought on the Westbrook injury?
Oh man, the Westbrook injury. I think it's gonna make it tough. But I wouldn't say. I don't want to say it's changed everything or they're out of it because of that, because we won't know until this next game and the game after and the future games until we see what happens, because there could be somebody on that bench that could do it. And as long as you got KD,
no
and
way.
You got Ibaka and you got the rest of them, you got a chance.
No way. When you take a dynamic player and one of your main point scorers out of that lineup. He brings a lot to the table on the offense and the defense.
I give you that. You're right.
And it's going to be real tough for them to match that with one single player. They're probably going to have to pull a couple guys in and out to try to make up for that. But that is a huge loss for Oklahoma.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, that's a big loss for them.
I don't know
if they're going to be able to withstand it now. I mean, now it's clearly wide open now. But to go back to your Phil Jackson discussion, I thoroughly and totally disagree with you. I think that Phil Jackson is a great coach for his time. And the one thing that coaches do is the best thing that coaches do is coach. Black can back me up on this part. The responsibility of acquiring players and acquiring a team is a general manager. You know what I'm saying? That is who picks the talent and brings the talent together.
I give you that.
It is the coach's job to get all of these players onto the same page.
Right.
And to buy in and to do what
right.
they need to do.
But what happens when that's already done?
Back to the whole Doug Collins thing. If Doug Collins was so good, then why did Mike and them run him up out of there? They ran his ass up out of there. Now Mike had respect for him, but he ran him up out of there. Then of course when he came to D.C., he had that many options, but he went to Doug to get him out here to try to rebuild. Because he knew he had to rebuild something. He had to get some talent together. You know, he hadn't been on that end before. But he's learned, he's still learning that now. But I just don't agree with the whole, you know, he hasn't done anything. I mean, all of the temper tantrums and all of that nonsense that was going on between Kobe and Shaq, and you got three rings out of that,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, that fourth year, it all came crashing down or whatever. But you know, everything don't last forever.
No, I
then you
that.
Can't. Then you don't forget that year that Mike dipped up out of there. He made one of the worst coaching mistakes of his career by not letting Scotty take that last shot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
he went to Kukoc that year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Scotty was pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had seen if you go to YouTube and check out Scotty's the ceremony that they had, that Chicago had for Scotty,
mm-hmm.
when they had Phil there speaking, Phil said it. You know, we were one shot from the championship.
Right.
You know.
Right. And that's why I said. But I mean, like I said, we can agree to disagree because I for me, I'm not saying he's not
to me, he's not the 11. The 11. If somebody were to come to me and say he has 11 championships, I would be impressed. But because I know behind that that a lot of times the table was already laid for him, he didn't. And you're right. GMs and people come up with players. I'm not saying that. But there are a lot of coaches who are involved in the picking of those players. But what happens when you – but and most coaches, especially in pro, are involved in the process. They're asked, they're talked to, what have you. So that's why I kind of counter it, because I've seen a team being – a general manager do things and a team being built. What I'm saying is I've never seen Phil come into a situation where he where it was built. It was already – it was built already for him. He never had to start from scratch. He came in, the stars were there, he had Michael Jordan, the best player. I'm not punishing him for that, but what I'm saying is that team was already ready to win a championship when he got there. They were ready. The only thing is they couldn't get past the Pistons for a couple of years, but that team was ready. And all I'm saying to you is that I've never seen him struggle. I've never seen him have losing seasons. I've never seen that. There are a lot of coaches I can pull up, point out, that are considered great, but you can talk about their process to get there. With Phil, you can't talk about the process. All you talk about is he came. Okay, they may not have won this year, but when is the last time you seen him miss playoffs? When is the last time you seen him have playoff drops? You don't see that with Phil. Phil, what I'm saying to you is I'm just saying from a whole body of work standpoint, Phil has never been a guy who's been like, okay, I had to struggle. He's never struggled.
Hold on.
I know Redskins selection. I'm sorry. I'm about to be quiet.
My man.
Linebacker.
Who?
LeVar. Yeah. The Aikman killer. Yeah.
Does he have his hair done tonight?
That commercial was horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know who the heck he is, but he must be good.
Yeah.
They got a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback?
Yeah.
Yep. I thought they would. Was Swearinger already taken?
Who?
Swearinger, DJ Swearinger.
Oh, yes, I think he was taken.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think he was taken. Yeah, I'm on positive mistake.
Oh, okay. His tape was so bad. He a little fella, though.
Against Tennessee, against Miami, it was so horrific where he kept getting beat on double moves.
Oh, that does.
Yeah, so it looked like Calvin Johnson he'll have an easy day with that work. Easy work.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh. Throw a rookie on out there and see what he can do, little skinny self. What are you going to do with that 6'5 man that jump up in the air and get about 7 foot? Yeah, Yeah, I hope what's his name? David Emerson. North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm gonna send a letter out to Redskin Park and say, please.
For what?
David Emerson,
you're not a Redskin fan. What the fuck
Calvin,
you sending a letter
Calvin
to Redskin Park for?
Please bring the little boy from North Carolina State out on that big man. That 6'5", that
6'5", 200-something.
Yeah, bring him on
that
out
makes
there.
No sense.
Yeah, your man just told her. Don't act like he just said that. Oh, he was out in Florida on there. He was getting beat on double moves. It was just horrific. Yeah, that's what I want. Bring David Emerson out there. Yes, sir. I got that penciled in. Little boy. I'm writing it down. Hold on. Wait a minute. Little boy David versus Goliath. David.
Oh. Biblical
okay.
reference.
All right. Make sure.
I knew it wasn't going to take that long.
Hold on. Excuse me. Only in the Bible does that come out to be David smashes Goliath.
Biblical references.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yay.
Throw that rock, boy. He better have a big old slingshot because his little tiny butt going to get ate up. Double move. Jump up and take it. When Calvin comes down, he's going to be like,
oh,
go on over there, little boy. Get your weight up. Get your weight up, little boy. Anyway.
Matthew, you a funny man. Funny man tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's my man. I got to get him when he gets it because, you know, come on, man. That's my man. But that's one of the few dudes I got to hit him first. You got to draw first blood, man. You got to hit him and keep hitting him because when Mikhail get back up, you be like, oh, shoot, here it come. You get them haymakers, you be like, all right, I got to be quiet for like 10 minutes. Like, he done got me. You know, so I got to get, you know, Mikhail, I respect him, but I got to get him before he get me.
You didn't even get me.
I know,
you really,
I know. You never,
you really
say
get
that.
Yourself.
That's all right. Whatever.
You really get
all right.
Yourself.
I know what that little boy from North Carolina State gonna get. Burnt. Bacon.
Smoked bacon.
Anyway.
You need to be worried about that read option.
What read option? Oh, you mean frog left, frog right, frog with his leg broke? Yeah, we ain't worried about that.
Yep.
That was last year. Everybody done picked up on that now. See, last year y'all surprised everybody. This year they already waiting for that.
Oh, we surprised
about
everybody.
That.
Okay.
Y'all surprised
okay.
everybody. You did. You had
okay.
a fast frog. Hey, look, I never
but
seen a frog
we
run
won.
That fast.
We
I
won.
Never seen a. You right. And I
yep.
never seen a frog
we
run
won.
That fast.
Yeah.
But see,
we
the
won.
Difference is. But the difference is.
Ain't
we
no
already
difference.
Sitting on a lily pad
it
waiting
doesn't matter.
For that frog.
You either win or you lose. Y'all
yeah,
lose.
Right.
That's why y'all the Lions.
Good. No, I got you. You're absolutely right. Okay, and your point is? That's what I thought.
My point is y'all are
your
losers.
Your point is?
Y'all are losers. And the only way that you can compensate for the fact that y'all lose all the time
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is
Tell
to
me.
Always talk
Tell me,
about
Dr.
the Redskins.
Phil. Tell me, Dr.
That's
Phil.
All you. That's all you can do.
Okay, that's
and
all
that
I can
stems
do.
From you. I don't know what we did to you all, to you in D.C., but I would extend my apology to you.
Didn't
you know what
you,
I'm saying? Because
you
just got this.
Didn't I tell
you just got this.
I told
you. You just got this so anti-D.C. mentality in your head.
It's just
well.
The Redskins. Because y'all the only fools I know that actually stand around and go and win one game and say, we going to Super Bowl. I've never heard such poppycock in my life. We're going to the Super Bowl. But see, them
you know what?
Yeah,
I can't understand why you still a Lions fan. I mean, y'all just perennially lose.
Y'all
and
perennially
do dumb
lost.
Shit
when the
over and over
again. Championship. You
I mean, even Jerry, after 40 years, he left the Jets. He was like, yo, I can't take this no more.
Yeah,
I can't take it
no
more.
No,
I'm
no,
done.
No, no, no. That
I'm
wasn't
done.
The losing.
I'm
that
done.
Was the stupid mistakes. That's what he didn't
know. No,
say.
That
he
wasn't a stupid mistake. That was an intelligent decision. An intelligent executive decision.
I'll let Jerry answer that because I don't know nothing about that.
No, I'm not touching it.
My point is, at some point in time, you have to come to the realization that maybe this team just sucks and I just have to get off this boat.
Nah, don't do that. Nah, where I'm born and raised, I'm gonna support to the end, baby, to the end.
Hey, well,
to the end. That's me, to the end. What can I
tell you? Everybody's
exactly.
got
what
that.
Can you, right. Anybody who can support Indians and Redskins and had a man on the nickels as your quarterback, what could you do?
God.
But anyway, it is 7:57, and tonight is movie night with the wife. So I'm going to get up off here, but I want to thank Mikhail for coming through with the head grease. I mean, with his commentary. and I would like to thank Black for coming through. Black, brother, you know what? I'm always with you, especially against the Redskins. So I hope y'all get to make some better picks and straighten up.
Man,
but the whole,
like they need to be right in the toilet right now.
That's all right. That's all right because in the end, Kermit the Frog will always come through and give you something to laugh about.
My
all
God.
Right. That's the only frog I know that's really actually married to Miss Piggy. Anyway, and she's the same color. Anyway. Jerry, I just want to say thank you for always being my co-host. I know you won't
no
be
problem.
Here next week. I guess Vic will be here. Well, too sweet, whatever you want to call that. But the fact of the matter is,
man, you are a rare
I'm
boy
getting,
tonight.
I'm in the mid. Hey, look, I'm getting my licks in now because they're gonna get me next week. Hey, look, too sweet, and Jerry Curl. I'm about done. So, with that being said, I would like to say to all of you. And good night, and have a great weekend. Jerry, have a good time next week while you're off. Enjoy you and your wife's birthday.
Thanks
happy
a lot.
Birthday to you. It'll be a better week next week, Black. Mikhail, I don't know what to say, brother. I know. Let me just be quiet. Anyway, I'm going off the air.
That ain't going to happen.
I will see y'all next week. And as we go out, just remember, everybody, do the Jerry Curl. I'm out.